Now, I know folks are trying to get back to D.C. to vote, and we want to talk about that. What's going on with the travel issues?
Yeah, there's some weather delays and storms here in our area and elsewhere along the East Coast that are impacting travel plans of these members who have to try to race back to Washington to vote for this bill. So we've seen various tweets and, or I should say, social media posts on X about flights being canceled. And this is just one added complication to what could be some additional hurdles in the House as the House takes this up.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask you, where does it stand number-wise as the get ready to vote for this in the House? Is it much of a hurdle? Is it going to be tougher than it was for the Senate?
Well, it's going to be a process. The House Rules Committee had a 12-hour session, which started yesterday afternoon and stretched through the early morning hours until about 1 a.m. overnight. And they did just narrowly vote to advance the what President Trump calls the one big beautiful bill, the president's tax cut and spending bill, early this morning. So that means that it has cleared one hurdle from the Rules Committee. But important to note that the vote was just 7-6 on that panel, with two Republicans, Chip Roy of Texas and Ralph Norman of South Carolina, voting against it. And those two represent two of the conservative hardliners who are concerned about changes that the Senate made to the bill, which make it more costly for the federal deficit, according to the Congressional Budget Office scoring of the bill. There are changes that the Senate made in order to pass it in the upper chamber, get everyone on board just narrowly in that chamber, when you're talking about Republicans who voted to advance it, that were made to the bill that have upset both conservative hardliners worried about adding to the federal deficit, and then also changes to the Medicaid provisions, which have upset moderate Republicans in the House, along with some other changes. So basically, there are two factions of Republicans in, you know, what's going to be a very narrow vote, a narrow margin to begin with. And the president's really going to have to probably work the phones all day today. It is notable that he has nothing publicly scheduled on the schedule for today, at least for now. So I think we can expect to behind the scenes have a lot of phone calls and outreach to Republicans who are still on the fence, because at the end of the day, when this goes to the floor for a full vote, if all members are present and all Democrats oppose the bill, which is expected, then House leadership can really only afford to lose around 3 votes, John.
That's what I was wondering. Now, of course, you know, and you've talked about it, the big story here in North Carolina for the past few days has been senior Republican Senator Tom Tillis speaking out against the bill and deciding not to seek reelection after some blowback from the president. And I'm wondering, is there anyone on the House side that you mentioned that's starting to, you know, make their outrage or their dissatisfaction with the bill public? Anyone else that you think maybe take the same steps that Senator Tillis has taken?
Yeah, well, already we've seen Don Bacon, a moderate, announce that he's not going to seek reelection. It's a little bit different than the Tillis situation, but, you know, he represents the moderate side. On the conservative hardliner side, we've seen a lot of, you know, outrage voiced publicly and also on social media, and also some back and forth between President Trump and Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, who, of course, voted against the bill back in May when it initially passed the House. And, you know, President Trump has made no secret that he has made no secret of his displeasure with Republicans who go against his bill, even threatening to support primary challengers to some of these members who vote against it. And so That's kind of been a veiled threat that the House members are operating under. And we'll have to see at the end of the day, when we think about past close votes, he has been successful in trying to lobby to get it across the finish line. At this point, operating under the self-imposed deadline of July 4th, we'll have to wait and see whether he's able to make inroads and progress this time around. But I think he realizes he's going to lose, a couple, at least three members. We'll have to wait and see whether he's able to bring those others in line and pass what the Senate sent back over to the House.
CBS News Washington correspondent Natalie Brand, we thank you so much for following this so closely and so carefully, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you.